bu ba bum, ba bu ba bu ba ba, ba bu ba bu ba bum.
They're letting us out tomorrow. Woo! We get out of the studio tomorrow.
It's similar to a Teachers Institute Day, which was always one of my favorite days in school. The
How
Teachers
about
Institute
it?
Day. I don't understand what it meant.
No homework. That's what it meant.
Yeah, because you got out like midway through the day. I was under the belief that it was a day that teachers met and discussed things teacherly that we wouldn't understand.
I think they went to a corner bakery and had lunch or
probably
something. Maybe
that
ordered in.
Yeah, that could be it.
Hey, who wants the salad trio?
Yeah, you heard that a lot at a Teachers Institute Day. So tomorrow, you and I will still do this hour. We'll do the regular 2 hours.
But without our pants on.
No pants. No pants Wednesdays. We'll be at the Museum of Broadcast History. They've got this Saturday Night Live exhibit that is supposed to be magnificent. You and I are going to actually see it before the show,
yep,
so we can talk about it on air.
I left already, so I'd be there.
You're already
leaving?
Yeah, all right. I don't know how that works, but all right. You're breaking the time-space continuum rule, but good for you. So, yeah, so 2 hours on regular radio, just like always, and then the bonus hour, but live from the Museum of Broadcast History, and some big guests.
We do. We are going to have a fun show. Yeah. If you haven't seen the exhibit, Saturday Night Live, The Experience, I think it runs through the end of the year.
Yeah, it does, right?
Yes.
Right around, yeah.
So you will have time to see it. You will see, what's it called, Home Base?
Yeah, Home Base.
Ali Ali Ocean Frio. What did you say?
You can say that. All right, so that's what you say during tag. If you're touching the pole and somebody
right
else can have electricity and touch your hand.
Electricity? Where did you play? On the telephone wires?
We played.
We didn't have electricity.
At a power plant nearby.
And was it Ali Ali Ocean Frio?
We didn't do the Italian version like you did. We just did
I am half
Ali
Italian.
Ali Ocean Free. Ali
oh,
Ali
you
Ocean
didn't
Free
say Frio?
No, that's the Italian version. That's the version that Benito Mussolini taught the people of Italy during a very strenuous time in their history.
You know, I would like to call every kid on my block because I'm the only Italian, and I bet I'm the only one that said Frio.
So how did that, why did you say that?
I don't know. That's just what I remember.
Now, let's see if we had this word in common, because I don't know why kids had this word. But if you were playing a game like tag, or our version was called Midnight Ghost. Did you play that?
Well, flashlight tag.
All right, flashlight tag. Yeah, our version. I don't know why we called it Midnight Ghost. But there was one safety area that somebody had to be touching, and then you could have electricity and touch
right
others. What was that thing called?
I can't remember.
All right, because I know it. Let's see if it was called the same thing. It started with a G.
Oh, there's controversy.
Yeah?
I don't remember. Goal. Ghoul.
We
goal
called it, we called it Gould. I don't know
after
why.
After Elliot?
After Elliot Gould, because he invented Elliot Gould invented tag. He's rich beyond belief because of the residuals.
No, because you didn't need a board to play or
right
dice. You could do it. He didn't make a penny.
In Los Angeles, kids actually would bring Elliot Gould to their front yard, and you'd have to touch Elliot Gould and then link on to him. That's more fun.
I don't remember, but it was like Ghoul, I think.
Ghoul, Gold, Gould. It was called all versions of that, but no one knows why. People just said it.
But that was kind of like the home base, right?
Yeah. That meant you were safe. Like, you could do whatever needed to be done in the game, but if you were touching that, no harm could come to you.
Well, the home base from SNL is going to be featured at this exhibit, which to me, Bill told me that's what it's called. It's the main stage where the guest host comes out.
Does their monologue.
And the saxophone guy just sits back there
looks
and laughs.
Looks embarrassed sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Ugh, not that
you
again.
You gotta book him.
Lenny Pincus.
No, I know Lenny Pincus.
Isn't that the guy?
No.
It's not? You sure?
Yes, I'm 100% positive.
I've always believed that to be Lenny Pincus.
No, Lenny
whenever
Pincus
I touch him, I yell Gould. He's
a friend of Buzz Kilman's and a fictional character.
Really?
Yeah, that's. It's funny the things you remember.
Is this guy's name either Lenny or Pincus?
I'm not really
Why
sure.
Why do I think that's his name? That's so strange.
I don't know, but
that's who I've always believed it to be.
So you can see that at the exhibit. You can see, you just make me chuckle a lot. You can sit at the Wayne's World couch.
Yes.
The Weekend Update anchor desk.
Mm-hmm.
Which we have to, I can't wait to do it.
Mm-hmm. There's also, Not part of the Saturday Night Live exhibit, but there is Svengoolie memorabilia, and he will be on with us to talk about that. Rich Coase will be on.
I just love the fact that he wanted to come out.
Yeah.
What time is Garfield Goose on?
Garfield Goose has not RSVP'd. But Mama will be by at 11:10.
Oh, good.
With some clam chowder that she's made for you.
Actually, I don't want her to bring that because we're going to have pie and coffee from Bang Bang Pie and Biscuits.
Mm.
I'm telling you, there is nothing like pie.
Mm-mm, nothing like pie.
I could live without cupcakes. I could live without donuts.
Yeah.
I could live without cake. I can't live without pie.
Yeah, it's good. You should have it once a week.
We have that. We have birthday pies in our family. We don't do cakes anymore. We do birthday pies.
And everyone's on board with that.
Although I get robbed because my favorite pie is strawberry pie.
Yeah.
And my birthday's in February. They're not in season.
No.
And I don't want strawberry rhubarb. Sorry. I don't like to mix things with my strawberries.
You can do what the Queen of England has done. And
hello.
You can declare a day that is not your birthday as your official birthday. She
really?
Did that. Yeah. You could do that.
I'll just call it Pie Day.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
So we're going to be there tomorrow at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. It's Saturday Night Live, The Experience. It's the last day of February, so we're going to say, see you later, February.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say it like that. Mm-hmm. From 10 to 1, we'll be there. It's 360 North State Street. You need tickets to come, though, right?
I have to be honest. I thought about this last night.
Yes.
I'm not sure how that works. So for people listening, if they just say tomorrow, oh, I would like to see the exhibit and maybe stare at Bill and Wendy for a couple minutes, they're allowed in, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Is that true?
Oh, God.
That's a travesty.
Let's call Sarah.
I'm boycotting.
We should call Sarah and find out.
All right.
I don't see Jasmine.
She quit. She told me. She was fed up with your attitude. So she's
my attitude?
Yeah, that's what she said. She goes, what are we going to do about Wendy? I go, you do what you can do. She goes, I'm fed up.
I am in a good mood today. I now found out you get your senior discount at 55.
I know you did.
Thank God.
Yep.
Waited a long time for this, Bill.
Yep, you can pay 2/3 for prune
juice. Jazzy, we got to call Sarah Tiemann and find out if, what if somebody just wants to come up and watch the show tomorrow?
Can they come in?
They need tickets.
Jasmine's shaking her head no. She goes, they won't be allowed in.
Don't not talk on the
she
radio.
Says no. She goes,
she doesn't know.
They will be ostracized.
Their heads will cut off?
Yeah, their heads will be cut off, she says. I hope that's not the case.
I think you need tickets, Bill.
Oh.
And I don't think we have any more.
Really?
I don't know. I'm the last to know.
But I'd rather too many people attend than not enough people. I say show up.
I don't think you should say that.
I'm not keeping anybody out.
Can you give us Sarah's number?
Are you doing a live on-air call?
That's
very dangerous.
I kind of want to.
I would only do that on the stream. I would never do that on regular radio.
Jasmine, because we have time on the stream. You're right. What, yeah. Can you call Sarah and see if she's willing to go on the air with us?
See
that
if
would
she'll
be
accept
safer.
The charges. Call collect.
Are you going to pay for it?
I wonder what would happen if you called people in today's day and age and just made it a collect call. I wonder how people would react to that. Do they still have collect calls?
Well, yeah, if you're from calling from prison.
No, I'm out of prison.
No, but if you were, anymore. You don't have money.
Jez, call Sarah from promotions, but call collect and see what happens. Go through the operator.
No, just call Sarah.
I'm curious. I'm going to do that when I get home now. I'm going to call you collect.
I have a kid who started a YouTube channel, and he does crazy videos. And this crazy thing from Rick and Morty happened yesterday at Select McDonald's, where there was Szechuan sauce for the chicken McNuggets that was available only yesterday.
Oh,
it came out
this
before,
happened
right?
Before
it came out before, but we called every McDonald's in our surrounding area.
They're extremely limited.
All right, yeah. Sarah's not at her desk, so we'll try and find out by the end of the show.
Call Jimmy.
No, he doesn't work here anymore. Jimmy DeCastro?
Yeah.
So there was a time when this Szechuan sauce was available for the chicken nuggets. There was one day because we spoke about it, but all the McDonald's in our general area did not have them. Like the closest one was in I don't know, Midlothian or somewhere super
far away.
It was even farther than that. So yesterday there was some kid on the internet who my son follows who said, oh, select locations will have the Rick and Morty Szechuan
sauce.
Yes.
Sauce.
So he called, Dylan called one of our McDonald's on his YouTube channel, a speakerphone, and first he called Burger King and asked if they had it just to be prankish.
What a wacky radio show.
I know.
You must be very proud of
him. I said the Jerky Boys already beat you to this.
Yeah.
But the poor woman who answered did not know what he meant and said, oh, honey, we have Whoppers and Whopper Juniors and we have, you know, various other items. And he's like, no, I'm looking for the Szechuan sauce. And then he called the McDonald's and they said, yes, we do have it. And he goes, okay, I'll be there to get some. Love you. Goodbye. Because that's what we say.
It's fun
when
to say
we,
I love you.
Well, no, it's just kind of a habit when we hang up in our family. Huh. It's like, love you. Goodbye. Huh. And he said it to the McDonald's guy, and the guy paused and just said, goodbye.
Right.
He didn't say, I love you back.
He's afraid.
I know.
People are afraid to admit they love you.
So we went and got the Szechuan sauce, and it was a big to-do, Bill, because the guy, when I was ordering at the drive-thru, said, yeah, we don't have any. And I'm like, we called, and you should have some.
This sauce was going for hundreds of dollars on eBay just a few weeks ago. You know that, right?
Well, yes.
Now, I don't know if it's that way anymore, but it was so limited that people were selling them for like a couple hundred bucks a packet.
Well, I have two unopened ones.
Oh, you're rich.
I know.
You're rich beyond belief.
I can retire. Now that I'm 55, I can get my senior discount and retire.
Oh, what a day this has been for you.
But no one was aware of it. And even at the checkout, they gave me the nuggets and they gave me sweet and sour. And I said,
that's not what you
listen,
wanted.
I love sweet and sour. That's what I would have chosen.
Yeah.
But we want the Szechuan.
Yeah.
And they're all looking at each other like, I don't know what you're talking about. But lo and behold, she came back and gave us four Szechuan sauces.
You know what the test should be? They should say, I'll give you the Szechuan sauce. Spell Szechuan. And if you can spell it, you get it. If not, you're out of luck.
I wouldn't have gotten it then.
No, no one would.
S-Z.
Uh-huh.
E-C. W-A-N.
Is that? I don't think that's right.
I'm going to look it up. If I'm right, you owe me $100.
That's 5 days of allowance for me. I wouldn't be able to eat anything for a week. I hope you're happy.
I spelled it right.
You did? I couldn't come close.
Oh.
You missed it, right?
I missed it by one letter.
That's still a miss. That still doesn't count. This is, by the way, for new listeners, this is what we're going to be doing tomorrow at the Museum of Broadcast History. Just spelling provinces in Asia. That's what we do.
I don't know, Bill.
You get it? I think there's
Here's
more than one.
Here's how I wrote it.
I think there's more than one spelling of Szechuan, by the way.
Yeah, well, the like
your spelling
traditional.
Was S-Z-E. C-H-W-A-N.
Which is correct. Also, C-H-U-A-N is another one.
Oh.
And then, like, the real one is S-I-C-H-U-A-N, which I got to tell you, I've never seen. I almost got it.
It's like Hanukkah. You could spell, like, no matter what letters you try out to spell Hanukkah, you'll be correct. Everything is correct.
Really?
Yeah. It's C-H, it's H. There's three N's, there's eight N's. You just make up your own spelling. They'll accept it for anything. And when it's Szechuan Hanukkah, boy, are you in luck.
Szechuanica.
Szechuanica.
Where is Adam Sandler in?
All right. Rachel Ross and Monica, I sure like Szechuanica.
I spelled it wrong. According
S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N. You put W-A-N. Circle does not get the square, Wendy. Sorry.
Is Sarah in yet?
No.
Jasmine looks very nervous.
I know.
Today.
Did you notice
why?
That? Jasmine always looks a little nervous, but today more than ever. Every time we're there, you know why it is?
No.
It's because of the Star Trek incident downstairs. It is.
We had a guest called Dr. Douglas McCoy, and Bill is a goof. And off the air, you said.
Bump in with Star Trek music because it's Dr. McCoy, and we all had
and
a good
said,
hearty laugh.
Bones.
Right. We all laughed, but Jasmine believed it, and
but she didn't.
Opened up a very, very serious segment with this theme from Star Trek.
But he got it right away.
He enjoyed it.
He said again.
And I got texts from Mr. Sulu and from Scotty, and they both enjoyed it. But a Romulan who was listening said, that's it. I'm done with your station.
Did Uhuru like it?
Uhuru loved it. She always loved it. Uhuru, by the way, spelled S-Z-E-C-H-W-A-N. Uhuru. All right.
Can I just ask why Jasmine looks so nervous?
Very nervous
Please,
today.
This is just the stream.
Very nervous.
Why are you nervous that we're asking about it? I think it's a legitimate...
You sure?
Tell your face that.
You look very nervous.
No, I'm not nervous at all.
Are you practicing for tomorrow? Because tomorrow you should be nervous.
No.
All right.
All right. Cause
this is Jasmine's first remote with us tomorrow.
Yeah, but she's a pro. She's done this a while.
My second one.
You're second?
With us.
Oh, tree time. I forgot about tree time.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had started yet.
Oh, my God.
That's why Wendy didn't talk to you at all that day.
All right, I quit.
Who's this girl? That's our producer.
I was mad at Kevin that day and chose not to talk to him. Right. Who knew he wasn't there?
He moved out of the state by then.
I just think this is a valid question. We need to know whether or not people can just walk up. I think you have to have tickets to join us.
That's unfair.
But what if you come in and pay and want to see the exhibit?
You can't keep those people out.
We got 32 minutes to find out the answer to this question.
Let's figure this out. We'll get to the bottom of this mystery.
I'm sick of being the mom. You can be the dad today and find out the answer. Or I'm turning this car around.
No. Please don't turn the car around. All right. There was something I wanted to discuss. Why don't we do this? We'll take a break. Jasmine will come in, explain herself, why she's so nervous. We'll
no,
do some news.
Ryan Burrow is in for Judy Pilate
today.
Oh,
I forgot. Ryan's in. Okay. So we'll take a break. We'll get you some news. And then there's more shows. So stick around. It's Bill and Wendy.
This is a show?
This is a show. Believe it or not. WGN. And now a moment of silence.
Because we're trying to find things out.
Right.
Today is
we're on a fact-finding mission.
I'm a senior citizen, so all of a sudden I'm feeling scattered with my thoughts.
I said we're on a fact-finding mission.
Shut up, Ryan. Don't encourage him by laughing.
Sorry.
Or you're grounded.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Where's Judy Pilex? Not here today, or she's busy?
She's coming in a little bit later. We got Sox games, so she's
Judy time.
She's chilling.
Easing
she's,
into
she's
it.
Driving in slowly down the
ice.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Take your
joy in the weather.
Cubs and Sox. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody puts the Cubs first. I'm not.
Mm-mm.
Sox and Cubs coming up. What time is that?
2:00 on the terrestrial radio station.
Yes, not
so
on
make
the stream.
Sure, yeah, you got to go old school for this one. Bring your radio outside.
I think you can do that now.
Yeah.
They allow that.
Do some gardening, maybe.
And then does John Williams come to the stream and do the rest of his show?
John and Theodore Roosevelt do the post-game show now.
Teddy.
Theodore. I don't know him.
He's so proper.
I don't know him. I just call him Theodore Roosevelt. All right.
Did you guys see that John Williams got a haircut, by the way?
No.
What kind of haircut?
You guys might want to bring it up.
I got to look at it.
One where the hair's actually shorter than it was before. It's crazy.
Really?
I just saw him the other day and was thinking in my head, God, his hair is cool.
Yeah. That's the old John Williams.
It was cool.
Well, now this is the new cool.
Ouch.
Is this a buzz cut?
Were you guys really into the Olympics or no? Were you guys watching much of the Olympics?
No.
Okay. So they showed.
Didn't you watch with Lenny Pinkus?
That's hurtful.
They showed Shaun White.
Oh,
now,
I love his
and then
haircut.
They did his flashback from Vancouver
and
all the other ones, and his hair was so crazy, and now it's like, you know.
I love it.
He looks like he's ready to like slide into one of these office buildings down
here. Oh, yeah.
You know what,
was that John Williams' inspiration?
Maybe.
Really?
Shaun White's 31. Oh, my gosh. That makes me feel old.
There's something about a guy with long hair, first of all, that chicks dig. Second of all, when you see them with long hair and then they get a cut, they still look okay.
I think chicks would dig a guy who's in a band and a snowboarder.
Yeah,
but
regardless.
Chicks probably dig
not
the
drummers.
Gold medal.
No,
drummers don't like him too much.
Chicks would probably dig a gold medal, though. You know, guy walks into a room with a couple gold medals around his neck.
Ah, Bill has a couple. It's not that impressive.
I had him done at a trick shop. No one has to read the fine print. You just need a gold medal or two. All right,
we should give money back to listeners for today's show.
Yeah, today there's no
just on the stream. The real part was
Really good.
Yeah.
This was the Winter Olympics in Mexico City. I don't know. Just go.
May I ask you who is pitching on the White? Who's on the White Sox bump on the mound
for today's game?
Yes.
Do you have the starting pitchers?
No.
Ryan?
What I just announced was the opening day starter for the Cubs.
Oh.
That's kind of a big deal. I don't think Edgar Renteria and crew have named their opening day starter yet.
You know what's fun, Ryan, is anytime the White Sox and the Cubs play each other, somebody punches AJ Pierzynski. It's just a thing that it's like a tradition there.
It's Michael Barrett doing these days. By the way, John Lester is starting today against Fulmer.
Oh, Fulmer.
Tony Fulmer?
Yeah, Tony Fulmer.
From
Fulmer.
The chalet?
Yeah.
Carson Fulmer.
Number 51. That's right. He throws righty. 6 feet. 195.
There's a White Sox 24. Pitcher by the name of, Marcus Giolito.
Yeah, that's right.
And
he's very good.
He's got like a whole showbiz family connection. His grandfather was on Seinfeld.
Who is
Did
his
you
grand-
know this?
No, somebody somebody recently started to tell me this.
Me.
It was you. It was. And then I fell asleep. Midway through, I just ducked off. No, how does who did his grandfather play on Seinfeld?
Hang on. I was listening to
the Mandelbaum guys, right? Remember that one?
Yes.
Or, is that what their name was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mandelbaum?
Mandelbaum. I was listening to a broadcast before we had the White Sox.
Yeah.
And Ed Farmer, I thought, said it.
That's cool.
Yeah. He was, remember Susan, who was George's fiancé?
The fiancé who died licking envelopes.
Lucas Giolito's grandfather was Susan's dad.
Oh, that's so cool. It doesn't take a lot to cool me out, but that did it. Wow. That's excellent.
I wonder if he gets any checks in the mail for reruns.
I guarantee you he does. Yeah. He must. That's excellent.
But how many... That couldn't have been... He couldn't have been in too many shows, though, right? I mean, there was the one where she died.
Probably
and that was
pretty
much it.
One episode, maybe a second, maybe.
Whatever. It's
he wasn't
Seinfeld.
A reoccurring character. Yeah, that's really cool. Wow.
Let me find out exactly. Yeah, that was definitely it. Susan's... father.
Yeah.
His grandfather.
Yeah.
And there was some other
show. That's Marcus
Giolito.
White Sox pitcher Marcus
yes.
Giolito. Oh.
His late grandfather was a Seinfeld actor, Warren Frost.
So
who was also on Twin Peaks.
Who was he on there?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Now, one of the producers of Twin Peaks is a guy named Mark Frost. Is there any connection there? Do we know?
No, but if you look at him, you know who he is.
Yes. Wendy's showing me a picture.
I totally
recognize.
Know I who he is.
Him.
Who yeah. is he on Twin Peaks?
Log Lady?
Who do you think gets more attention at the family reunions, right?
Marcus Giolito, yeah. Major league pitcher, or his grandfather.
His grandfather he never has passed away.
Well, he probably attended some family function before, prior
I thought
to
you
his,
meant current.
No, not current. In the past.
All right.
In the past. Yeah.
Might be a tough sell then.
Sarah from the promotions department is in the producer's booth. Can we have her on air? Is that doable? Sarah, are you okay to come on air? She is.
His uncle Mark Frost was the co-creator of Twin Peaks.
Ah!
My good golly.
Tied it all together.
I'm sending this.
Tied it all together.
Miracles. Mr. Ross was what Grandpa Warren played, prospective father-in-law of George Costanza.
Right, because her name was Susan Ross.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm sending this to Joe or to Ed Farmer.
Send it to Sneed. See if she'll put it in.
She can't take emails. She's spooling pasta.
She is? With Billy Deck? That's too bad.
I don't know if Sarah wants to go on the air, does she?
Sarah, are you okay to come on air for a minute? Yeah, she says she will.
Okay.
Her attorney's also accompanying her in the studio.
Ryan, that's Jasmine.
Is he ready to go now?
No, you can stay. I just
Please
was.
Stay.
You can hang out. We are going to be at the Museum of Broadcast Communications tomorrow, Saturday Night Live, The Experience. Ryan, I know you're probably holding down the fort, but you're welcome to.
We'd love to have you, Ryan, if you're available.
Sure, sure.
Come on out.
I haven't seen it yet. I've been dying
to see
it.
Can I be your musical guest?
Yeah, you can be our musical guest.
All right, great.
I'll tell
Bring
Susie and the Banshees they've been canceled.
Sarah Thiemann, we had a question.
Yep.
Bill?
All right. So we keep telling people, come on out. We'd love to see you there.
But we've been giving away tickets also.
Yeah, yes. yeah. So if people didn't win tickets,
yep.
are they allowed to come tomorrow to the museum and still see either the museum exhibits or our show or both?
Well, they definitely can, but they'll just have to pay to get into the museum.
All right, okay. But they can still get in.
But I have talked to a couple people.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're welcome. I'm going to give out my phone number.
No, you're not. No, don't do that.
If someone's listening and if you really want to come, because I did speak to one woman in Wisconsin who called and said, hey, I really want to go.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Like, if anyone's listening right now and wants to go to the show tomorrow.
How about an email? I'll feel safer giving out an email.
Yeah, that's all right.
Can I have your social security number?
Social security number.
Visa?
What's your Visa number?
And I need the last three digits on the back.
Yeah, the security code.
No, because I mean, I know we go out on the road a lot, but this is kind of a cool experience.
Yeah.
So, this is my job to talk to people, so I'm happy to give out my number.
Oh,
so,
you're so nice.
But I would encourage anyone out there listening who wants to come to the show to give me a call sooner rather than later, just so we can have our
get
final
a head count.
Will call list kind of wrapped up before 5 o'clock.
Okay.
But, my number is 312-222-5098.
5098.
Yep.
And that's Sarah. All right.
All right. happy to. That's very nice. If you want to go, give me a call. We'll put you on the list. It'll be a fun time.
And we're going to have pie and coffee from Bang Bang Pie and Biscuits.
Indeed.
And Jasmine, I believe when we put this up, see, we're learning as we go along with this whole stream. Mm-hmm. When the stream goes up later, when you post this as a full show, I feel like the phone number should be taken out because this will be over with by then.
That's a good point.
Right? Or tomorrow. I don't know how we should do that, but
I would take away one digit every hour. Is that too much? I don't know. Maybe
you are a master.
I just it's more
people
fun
are,
that way.
And people are still welcome to call me, and even if
Afterwards.
Yeah, afterwards.
Just to say hi.
I'm happy to talk to anyone.
But in a worst case scenario, let's say tomorrow somebody goes, "I hate my job. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go to the museum.
I'm going to take this job and shove it."
Yeah. What if they do that? Can they? It can still pay and get in and see the museum and Wendy meet. Yeah.
They don't have a job. They might want.
Right.
Hold on to that money a little bit.
Right. All right.
We'll be up on the 7th floor for our broadcast. So if they come in and say, "Hey, I want to see Bill and Wendy," the museum people there are really awesome, and they'll direct them on their way.
Okay. Good.
Even if you want tickets, you go right to that.
Yeah. All right. Excellent.
Is the 7th floor where the Wayne's World couch is?
That's a good question. Well, yes, I think so. You sort of meander through the exhibit.
Oh, there's meandering.
There is a lot of meandering.
I didn't know there was meandering. Hold on a second. Let me write that down, too. So your number
is gerrymandering?
And in Chicago.
Didn't you go to school with a gerrymander?
Yeah, I went to school with a boy named gerrymandering. Yeah.
Was he a nice guy?
No, he really... I don't know how he got into our school. Somebody must have rigged it. So your number's 312-222-5098, and Sarah has admitted there will be some meandering during the show
there
tomorrow.
There will be.
All right.
Another number to edit out, Jazzy.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, Jazzy. I had to look up gerrymandering the other day. It was a term that I had heard, but I wanted to know the roots of it. And
in Chicago, they should teach that to first graders. They should teach what it is and how to get it done. Because we need to know it.
And how it is manipulate the boundaries of an electoral...
any election.
Constituency so as to favor one party or class.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the way the boundaries are drawn right now in
the city of Chicago and Illinois? Ridiculous.
No.
I mean, Congressman Quigley's extends from like the west side of Chicago out to like western DuPage County.
Really?
You've got Luis Gutierrez is like a backwards C for some reason. I mean,
because he used to be a Cubs fan.
I was talking to Kristen McQuarrie about this yesterday because Dan Lipinski and Marie Newman, who's running against him.
Hello, Newman.
Is the same district that I live in a suburb, LaGrange, that spans like kind of to the southwest side of the city, which seems crazy.
It should be like a grid. It should be like everybody gets a square or a rectangle, but it's not. It's like a Rorschach inkblot test.
And if you look at some of them, the way they're drawn, it's like they purposely drive up like interstate systems where there are a lot of like the low income housing or apartments.
Oh, that's true.
They stream up there, and then there's another big blob. So it's like you've got to connect them somehow, and you try to figure out how you can do it in a way that your guy can still win without having to, you know, get 100%.
Right. It's a little bit slimy.
You guys have got to hear where it came from. Do you know?
Wait, we need to let Sarah go because she has important things to do. Sarah, thank you for the information. Sarah's number, 5098. That's 312-222-5098.
Why do you keep giving me?
And if you're going to call her and ask if there is any meandering, save yourself the nickel. There will be meandering.
There's always meandering.
There should be some. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
For being sane. Where does it come from, Wendy?
All right, now I'm going to paraphrase because this one article really gives. Smithsonian.com has the answer, but let me give you the quick version of it.
Okay.
It's from the name of Governor Elbridge Gerry, G-E-R-R-Y, of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And it combines his name with salamander from the supposed similarity between a salamander and the shape of a new voting district on a map drawn when he was in office in 1812, the creation of which was felt to favor his party. So it really is a combination of his name. Because I thought gerrymandering was a very weird name.
It is.
So I looked it up.
Yeah.
I knew what it meant, but I didn't know how we got there. But it's from Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry and salamander.
G-A-R-R-Y?
G-E-R-R-Y. Gerrymandering. G-E-R-R-Y. And then mander. From Salamander. Did you know that?
Okay, now we
know.
Excuse
me, Ryan Burrow, you're awfully quiet.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to look at these districts right now.
I've never seen Ryan stunned before. This is the first time he's stunned.
Some guy named Jerry Seinfeld, are we back to that?
That's
no, gerrymander.
Oh, okay. That sounds like an episode right there.
Now we know where gerrymandering comes from. Where does Mungo gerrymandering come from?
What about the cherries who like mandarin
in the
oranges?
Summertime.
What about them?
That's all I got for you.
What
in
about
the summertime.
Them? Yep.
You have prepared a lovely thing that we're going to do tomorrow at the broadcast as well.
All right. So I didn't know how this would play out, but you and I discussed this, and I think this could work out really well. In other places that you and I have worked, we have done versions of Jeopardy based on whatever the station is. When we were at Q101, it was Jeopardy 101, and a lot of the questions had to do with alternative music. Now it's WGN, and we call it WGN Epperty. It's a myriad of topics, but because tomorrow has to do with Saturday Night Live, I've tailored the game to all categories and answers having to do with the history, the past, present, and future of Saturday Night Live.
So is it SNL Epperty?
It's still WGN Epperty.
Is it gerrymandering?
That is not one of the categories. It might be the bonus Jeopardy question. I don't want to give anything away. But we're going to play that with contestants who will be there tomorrow.
I'm really looking forward to this.
That'll be fun.
Sounds like fun.
That'll be fun.
And will there be sprockets dancing?
There will definitely be some. Yeah, there will definitely be some sprockets.
Now is the time that we dance. What song was that?
I thought it was some kind of German.
Techno-pop German song. Now, Mike, here's a question about that. When he would play Dieter and they would do that segment of sprockets, he would say something in German, and then he would always answer it with, "Do you want to touch my monkey?" Which made us believe that whatever he was saying, the last word was minky, I know that. Was he really saying, "Do you want to touch my monkey" in German, or was he just saying something in gibberish German that we believed was, "Do you want to touch my monkey?"
Gosh, I don't remember it that well, I guess.
Yeah, that's the song.
I'm scared they might swear. I don't know what this is.
There's no swearing in Germany. They've disallowed swearing.
They swear while making sausages in Germany. You know what Thuringer means?
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Did you see the ad that KFC took out in England?
Uh-huh.
This is brilliant.
That is pretty good.
I don't think they could do this in the United States. I'm almost
positive. They did it themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm even more proud.
It's an ad for KFC. All right, so for a while, for a couple of weeks, I guess.
No chicken.
No chicken.
Where did the chicken go? What's the deal?
Where's the chicken? You go to KFC, you want a chicken? Where's the chicken? No chicken in KFC. To the point where many locations in and around London had to close down.
I know.
Because they could not get chicken. So what did KFC do to make up for this? It showed that they had a very good sense of humor. KFC took out a full-page advertisement in UK newspapers on Friday to apologize for the fast food chain's chicken shortage. The tongue-in-cheek ad features an empty chicken bucket emblazoned with the letters FCK. Their usual logo, of course, KFC. So they just kind of mixed the letters up to spell out FCK. Immediately won fans for clever humor. But it's unclear as to whether or not the campaign will placate customers. Well, it's not meant to placate them. It's just meant to say we
screwed up.
We screwed up.
And did they screw up?
They didn't have chicken at their chicken restaurant.
I know, but how do you not have chicken?
Somewhere along the supply line.
That's like bone of beef running out of beef.
No more beef. Somewhere along the supply line, they just underestimated how much they would need.
Switched food distributors.
Oh, that
apparently.
Was it.
Yeah, yeah. To save money. And that did not work out well.
So they go to the same Sam's Club that Southwest went for the de-icing thing? They didn't. I know that was a long route.
No, it worked. It totally worked. Here's what I equate it to, and I think you and I have discussed this. I don't think we've discussed this on air. There's a restaurant chain that is becoming bigger and bigger, and it's Urban Barbecue.
Love it.
There's one on Tui that we go to. There's one in Highland Park. There's one in Oak Brook. They're outstanding.
They really are good.
The ribs are great. Everything I've ever had there is
great.
Oh, everything's good. In addition to that, they have an incredible selection of beers and various kinds of soda pops.
And sides.
Everything.
Tons of sides.
The fries are great.
Yeah.
All right. So we've established we love their product very much. Now, what they do is they decide at the beginning of a day how many ribs they're going to smoke and serve. And when they run out, that's it. They don't have any more. So every once in a while, like, we'll go there at 7 o'clock, which is dinner time, and they'll go, "Now, you know what? We ran out of ribs, you know, 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago."
That doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right, but I kind of, in a way, I understand their philosophy.
And then you get burnt ends or
something else.
Yeah,
because you're there.
Pork sandwich.
And it smells too good to go elsewhere.
It is really good.
I'm already here.
What's the donut place that sells out? Basically, they make their donuts, and once they sell out, then they close. I think the donut vault across from the merchandise mart is one. And
Stands?
There's one.
No.
There's one across from the Daily Center, too.
Is it Do Right or Done Right?
Yes,
that's what it is.
Do Right Donuts also does that. Yeah. Where...
Hello, Nell. Dudley Do Right.
Got it.
Sorry, Ryan, you forgot what it's like to be in with us, Unleashed. This is the stream.
We would not have done this on regular
stream
radio.
Stream of consciousness.
But on the stream, we'll do it.
And then there you talk about your senior discounts.
Yeah,
right.
Here
it just kind of all plays out in front of us. So.
Yeah. Dudley Do Right impressions. Yep.
But all right, so they...
But I get a business going... Well,
I don't really.
It's... You would almost say it's bad business sense because there's going to be some percentage of people who come in for whatever the desired food is, donuts, ribs, mm-hmm. and they don't get it. And they go, well, enough of this. I'm not going to deal with that. But I understand it. And what we... Well, I shouldn't give my secret away, but here's what we do.
Yeah, don't, because you...
Should I not give my secret away?
Just give out Sarah's cell phone number.
I give Sarah Thiemann a number. It's 312... I should do the rest. I should commit. No. I'm not gonna.
But I mean, like, I have gone to KFC in the past, and they say we're out of chicken, and I say, "What do you mean you're out of chicken?" And you know what? I'll say Popeyes too.
Yeah.
This happened recently.
You can't be out of chicken.
But they say right then and there, it's like, "Do you want mild or spicy?" And I said spicy.
Yeah.
And they said we're out of it. We only have mild, but I can make some. And I said, "How long will it take?" And they're like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's
well, what do you
long.
Want me to do?
Well, now you're getting 10% discounts there.
No, they don't get
it. Oh, okay.
Oh, Popeyes is on the list, too, I hope. I'm 55, and I can kick and get a discount.
And now, what my thing about that, you know, you sell something out, what happens to the employees? Like, do they get paid hourly?
Yeah.
Or do they get paid by how many donuts or ribs you sell?
No,
because,
no,
I mean, if all of a sudden you're out by 8 o'clock, it's like, well,
no, they get
all right,
hourly.
Everyone go home.
And you know what it's like when you walk in a restaurant. I don't do this, but if it says it's open till, say, 10 o'clock, and you walk in at 5 to 10,
right. You
expect to be taken care of.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't do it. I would just assume, say, they're
You've
closing.
You've never done
I'm
a run-up at the
no,
very last minute?
No, I really haven't. No. I only go to 24-hour places.
When I managed the video store in Downers Grove, we closed at 10 o'clock, and our busiest period of the night
was 5
every
two.
Night, 5 minutes to 10. Every single
See,
night.
See, I don't
Make
like when people do that.
Yeah. Bring them up to the register.
I don't like when people do that. However, if you go into a restaurant at 5 to 10 and they close at 10, they should
you have
serve
to honor
you.
That.
So that's what Urban Barbecue, you know,
right,
if they're open till 10, then they should have food till 10.
Well, they do have food, but it's not, I mean, they're. Their star player is ribs.
And that's the first
and
thing to go.
And that's gone. Yeah.
And come on, don't you let your employees eat afterwards? I like fried bologna.
Yeah. It's not as good. It's not quite as good as the ribs.
In fact, just listening to myself talk out loud, which I know irritates people, but with myself, my biography should be called Fried Bologna in 24-hour restaurants.
No. You that's nailed it. That's perfect. All right, Ryan, thanks for hanging out. Sarah Thiemann's number again, 31.
No,
don't do it. Don't do it. All right.
It's fine. I think that's just her office.
It is, but still, it's going to be out in the interwebs forever. You know, 50 years from now, when they put this show in the Museum of Broadcast Communications, they'll
in
be
the
calling
window.
Sarah.
Yeah. And her granddaughter will answer. And her granddaughter will say, no, the stress took her. She buckled under to the stress.
But we've got some SNL tickets.
Right. Do you want some tickets? All right, we'll take a quick break,
Thanks,
then we'll
Ryan.
Find out what's coming up on Sports Central in a moment. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.